Oral comprehension, listening one. You will hear listening one twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
A German experience. When I finished school, I decided to go to Germany for the summer because my German was not as good as my French. I had never stayed away from home before, so at first the idea terrified me. But my cousin, who lived in Hamburg, told me I had nothing to lose. I was going to stay with a German family for 2 months and look after 2 girls. When I saw them standing in the arrivals area, I was relieved that the whole family seemed like nice people. I soon learnt all the important words needed for looking after children, and also simple words which I don't think I had ever learnt at school. During the week, I had to look after the kids, prepare their meals and play with them until the mother came home in the afternoon. At the weekends, the family took me out to different places, and sometimes we went to cafes to have coffee and cake. Sometimes I visited my cousin. I like Germany for its pollution-free air and the people. They were all welcoming and helpful. I didn't like the weather. It was like being in London, but a bit colder. The end of my stay arrived. I would have stayed for a year, but it was time to go back to London and impress my German teachers.
Now, listen again.
A German experience. When I finished school, I decided to go to Germany for the summer because my German was not as good as my French. I had never stayed away from home before, so at first the idea terrified me. But my cousin, who lived in Hamburg, told me I had nothing to lose. I was going to stay with a German family for 2 months and look after 2 girls. When I saw them standing in the arrivals area, I was relieved that the whole family seemed like nice people. I soon learnt all the important words needed for looking after children, and also simple words which I don't think I had ever learnt at school. During the week, I had to look after the kids, prepare their meals, and play with them until the mother came home in the afternoon. At the weekends, the family took me out to different places, and sometimes we went to cafes to have coffee and cake. Sometimes I visited my cousin. I like Germany for its pollution-free air and the people. They were all welcoming and helpful. I didn't like the weather. It was like being in London, but a bit colder. The end of my stay arrived. I would have stayed for a year, but it was time to go back to London and impress my German teachers.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. House break-in. I've heard you had a theft last night.
Oh, yeah. I came home at 10 to discover that the window had been smashed and a thief had let himself into the house. The robber ran away with my laptop, my jewelry box, and a spare set of keys, and my boyfriend's old iPhone, which I've been using to play games. We were lucky that he or she left many other things, including other identification and financial papers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This happened to me twice in a short span, once even while I was at home. What did you do?
I called my neighbor, who came right over. Thankfully, he called the police. I changed all our passwords that we could find, and then I talked to my landlord about getting the windows fixed and the lock changed.
You were lucky it wasn't far worse.
The fact that they took the keys freaks me out. They may come back for more.
It's okay to feel a little messed up for a while. Do everything you can to secure the apartment. An alarm system can help. In my case, I adopted a rather intimidating dog.
I will definitely have to take some security measures to prevent future burglaries and protect my family.
Now, listen again. House break-in. I've heard you had a theft last night.
Oh, yeah. I came home at 10 to discover that the window had been smashed and a thief had let himself into the house. The robber ran away with my laptop, my jewelry box, and a spare set of keys, and my boyfriend's old iPhone, which I've been using to play games. We were lucky that he or she left many other things, including other identification and financial papers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This happened to me twice in a short span, once even while I was at home. What did you do?
I called my neighbor, who came right over. Thankfully, he called the police. I changed all our passwords that we could find, and then I talked to my landlord about getting the windows fixed and the lock changed.
You were lucky it wasn't far worse.
The fact that they took the keys freaks me out. They may come back for more.
It's okay to feel a little messed up for a while. Do everything you can to secure the apartment. An alarm system can help. In my case, I adopted a rather intimidating dog.
I will definitely have to take some security measures to prevent future burglaries and protect my family.
That's the end of the oral test.